Thunder Bay. Over the years, Jason Veltri has watched as people in the area became more informed about the rights of two LGBTGIA+ communities. But all of the work and some of the issues have taken a toll on Veltri, who is stepping down as president of Rainbow Collective. The straw that broke the camel's back was the bomb threat at Drag Story Time where I was going to have family attending, he said. When you really think about the big scheme of things, leaders have a shelf life and I think it's really important that leaders recognize that. Although he will no longer be the president of Rainbow Collective of Thunder Bay, Veltri will remain on the board. I see my role now as more of someone that steps behind the scenes and helps the next generation of leaders step forward and find their voice and maneuver the system. That is government, advocacy, raising money. I'm not going too far, but I won't be the face of the organization anymore, he said. In June, Veltri will be involved in the 5th Thunder Pride Festival, which has grown every year. That's a testament to our organization's strength of advocating and making change in our community, he said. But I've never had the opportunity to enjoy Thunder Pride with my family. I want that experience. Donna Nagy, Rainbow Collective's treasurer, called Veltri a beacon of leadership and resilience within the 2SLGBTQIA+ community. His dedication to promoting equality and protecting the rights of marginalized individuals has been unwavering, even in the face of adversity, Nagy said. According to Veltri, Rainbow Collective's next president will most likely be someone who is new to the board, which currently has 4 people on it. I can't wait to see where Rainbow Collective goes, where Thunder Pride goes, where Pride in general in Thunder Bay goes, he said. I'll be there to champion and cheer it on. For more information, visit the Rainbow Collective website or email info@rainbowcollectiveofthunderbay.com.